ABC Radio Australia.
We head to the world of sports now, specifically the world of multi-sports. An event is one of constant change, and for a few days recently, Indonesia was driving the idea of expanding the Southeast Asian, or SEA Games, to include Australia, New Zealand and Fiji. The suggestion was that eventually other Pacific Island nations might also be invited to take part. But the concept didn't sit well with other SEA Game countries, and instead they've decided to introduce the SEA Plus Youth Games. So the door opened briefly and then closed quickly for Pacific teams that would benefit from more competition more often. But what about a Pacific Youth Games? Is the region's own event a realistic possibility or a bridge too far? Here's Richard Hewitt.
Wind the clock back 15 years or so, and that's when the idea of a dedicated youth games was first raised within the Pacific Games Council. One suggestion was to reinvent the mini games as a youth event, but the council's chief executive, Andrew Minogue, says that idea has never been popular.
The mini games has always been established for the smaller countries, and a lot of them felt that they wanted the chance to have the region's best athletes appearing at a games in their country. So fast forward to last year in Palau, we took quite a big step forward in mandating a certain percentage of youth athletes to be part of each country's delegation. So we had 12 sports in Palau, and 9 of them had a youth component to the competition to some degree. So we are heading in that direction, I think, not moving to a youth games as such, but making sure that more and more young athletes, up and coming athletes, get a chance to perform at the mini games.
As head of high performance, Aaron Allsop masterminded the record-breaking performances by the PNG and Solomon Islands teams at their home Pacific Games in 2015 and 2023. He says creating more competitive opportunities for young athletes in Oceania is a must, but while a dedicated youth games would be the ideal, remodelling the mini games is likely the best option.
I think the model of what the Pacific Games Council are doing, where there's some discussions with Oceania federations to have an age restriction, whether it be completely an under 18 or an under 19 tournament, or it be that a certain percentage of the athletes for that sport have to be under that age group. So I think the model which was put in place in Palau is probably the right way to pitch it, and it's the right way to be able to still engage all of the members of the Pacific nations, but also be able to bring that youth focus into the competition.
What we're looking at for the next mini games, just to keep driving that youth component to make sure that more and more sports give more and more opportunities for the younger athletes, but at the same time keeping entries open to the best athletes of the region, because they also need that competition to prepare themselves for other championships that are taking place in their calendars.
Now that Australia is a regular competitor at both the Pacific Games and the Mini Games, could there be a role for Pacific Oz Sports to play in expanding the amount of youth competition on offer? A spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs told me that the Australian government is committed to supporting and creating opportunities for Pacific athletes, coaches and officials to access high-performance training and elite competition. And Andrew Minogue says already the signs are encouraging.
I think we already saw a little bit of that in Palau last year, with DFAT running some programs, particularly around broadcast support, to enable Palau to have a host broadcast capacity. We also had excellent support from the Australian government's team-up program for the safeguarding of athletes. Because we have a lot of younger athletes entering those games, we had a responsibility to look after them, essentially. But yes, we can certainly broaden that out to Pacific Oz Sports or other stakeholders to support the promotion of young athletes and youth competitions.
I'm not sure if the funding would be there to directly cover every cost of the athlete, but there is some merit to look at, well, how is it that we could support concepts where Pacific nations are putting in certain amount and Pacific Oz Sports could brand the event to provide this pathway for our youth athletes. So I definitely think it'd be worth a discussion and looking at ways that concepts could come to light.
And while a Pacific Youth Games is not on the agenda, the Australian government certainly has its eye on the Brisbane Olympics and intends to work with Pacific athletes on enhancing advancing pathways between now and 2032. And they made a good start ahead of the Paris Games in 2024, supporting a record number of Pacific athletes to attend qualification events, and nearly 120 from 15 countries went on to compete in France. But when it comes to athletes at youth level, Aaron Allsop says there is still work to be done.
I definitely think it's a significant gap in our pathways across the region. When you look at how much older some of these athletes are that are being identified and recruited into national teams that haven't come through a junior pathway program. So it certainly is a challenge where, you know, we've now got athletes that are coming through, but they're not actually ready through international competition exposure. So I think that part of the junior pathway is really missing for us.
Andrew Minogue says the Pacific Games Council is certainly keen to play its part in enhancing youth development, but when it comes to the mini games, something of a political and sporting juggling act is what's required.
The reason for bringing them in has been consistent all the way along. It is to enable the smaller countries to have a chance. So we've been to places like Wallis and Futuna, the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, Palau, and we had 2,000 athletes and officials in Palau, which is the most we've ever had by a lot at a mini games, and we're going to be looking at measures to make sure that for the Cook Islands in 2029 we try and keep those numbers sustainable, because we don't want the mini games to become too big that those smaller countries can't hope to host it.
What the Pacific Games Council leadership has done, where they've actually shifted to some of the youth age group for their competitions at a mini games, I think really sets up that event to fit this market. But when the Oceania Federations might be looking at something and how they could support a Pacific mini games focus where it is more of a youth orientated event, to potentially expand that program out a little bit more to help the host nations with some of those costs, I think that's probably the more sustainable direction at the moment outside of the regular Oceania Championships that individual sports may host. So ideally it'd be nice to have a youth age event, but I think from a sustainability perspective, the Pacific Games Council have really started to see that need and shifted their sport program in that way, which turned out really successfully in Palau last year.
That's Aaron Allsop, roving coaching advisor and longtime sports ambassador in the Pacific, advocating for promising young athletes in the Pacific. And the reporter there was Richard Hewitt.